There are things no one tells you when you choose a submissive man. No one tells you how often you'll be told to be careful with him. How often people, even inside the kink world, will look at him and say, "He must have mummy issues," or, "He's probably not a real man anyway," or, "Are you sure he's not just using submission to get off, using you as a kink dispenser?" No one warns you how many people will assume you're the cold one, the cruel one, the ball breaker, the woman who couldn't find herself a real man, so she made one kneel instead. But I know the truth. I live with him. I sleep with him. I kiss him awake every morning and watch him brew my coffee with a quiet reverence that could bring me to tears if I let it. Male submission is not weak. It's not pathetic or cowardly or easy. It's a quiet, defiant kind of strength. The strength to put his pride in my hands. The strength to serve with joy instead of resentment. The strength to love without needing to dominate, or posture, or win. The strength to say, "Mistress," or "Miss," or "My love, I trust you more than I trust myself." Do you know how rare that is? How beautiful? How precious? Even in the kink world, submissive men get side-eyed, judged, questioned, laughed at. Doms are put on a pedestal. Sure, until we're not. Until we're called controlling. Until we're told our boys must be damaged, or gay, or beta, or unable to lead. But let me tell you something. There is nothing more noble than a man who kneels in love. And mine, he kneels with his whole heart. He kneels with laughter and service and fear and devotion and the kind of loyalty that makes people uncomfortable. Because they've never seen a man let himself be held like that. He doesn't kneel because he has to. He kneels because he can. Because he chooses to bow his head to me. Because he chooses to kneel at my feet and whisper, "Command me." And I do. Not because I want to break him, but because I want to build him. Because male submission is not about degradation, not at its heart. It's about belonging. It's about giving a man who's had to wear armor his whole life a place to take it off. It's about looking at someone the world expects to be unyielding and say, "You are safe here. You don't have to fight. Just kneel." And he does. Over and over again. And every time he does, I love him more. I love him when he cooks my dinner, wearing a plug under his trousers. I love him when he cleans my boots and leaves a note on my desk that says, "Polished them while thinking of you." I love him when he forgets he's allowed to be vulnerable and comes crawling into my arms with shame in his eyes and says, "I'm sorry I wasn't better." And I take his face in my hands and I say, "You are always enough." Because I don't want a perfect man. I want my man. My knight. Yes, I like that analogy. It's cheesy. It's old-fashioned. It's dramatic. And it fits. He is my knight. Not in shining armor, but in leather cuffs. In a collar that says, "Devoted." He rides into the world every day on my behalf. He protects what I love. He bows to no one but me. And when he returns, tired, aching, messy from the fight, I take his face in my hands and I say, "Come to your queen." And he kneels every time with tears in his eyes and gratitude on his lips because he knows his softness is not weakness. His service is not shame. No one tells you how beautiful it is when a man kneels in love. But I know, because mine does.